Master the Dishner. Wait, are we holding? Ein Sein. Okay, Kriya, that's right. We started Kriya. Okay, morning, morning, morning. Kriya, we said yesterday, but Sali Akra Shem, Kriya, but the Pidgin of Kriya, and he bent to Shio. Eli Melech, hello, Machaba Boke Shalosh. The Kriya is a Tvila that's aimed at somebody. It's Kriya B'Shem. V'yikra B'Shem Hashem. Yeah, that sound familiar?
Yes.
It's not just an unbridled scream. There's room for that as well. Of all, there's a Kriya, but it's aimed at something. That was essentially what we said yesterday. And you said you have to use your seichel to actualize the reality of the fact that you're actually talking to somebody, that there's somebody there listening. Okay, base. We now have that Kriya. No, we know we started this already. Yeah? Just one second. Yo, just one second. Oh, the whole story of a name is only in order for you to do Kriya with it. I don't need my name, but the name defines my essence. When you're calling out somebody B'Shem, it means you're connecting to the essence of what that thing is. That was the Chochmah Yimyuchedet that Adam Arishon had, that he could name the creatures. Okay. Today it's very hard to extract from the way we use names today to understand what we're talking about. Yeah, for example, we talk about Moshe, Aaron, David. These names that we talk about, Moshe, Avram, David, these are names of Avos Ha'olam. And in Achinami, there is a connection between your name and your neshama, for sure. These are from the hidden things of Hashem. We don't have access to understanding that. There were a shame that were also called Moshe, Avram, David. The correct moshel is this. A kerel aviv abba. Person calls his father, it's a moshel. Person calls his father abba, yeah? She kerel abba bashehu abba. He's calling him abba because he's his father. Or a kerel rabbi, rebbi. Rebbi v'moiri calls his rebbi, rebbi moiri. She kerel v'poinel bashehu rabbi shteyanu lo shteloiso. When he calls him rebbi, he's referring to him as that person that's going to answer his questions. When he calls him Abba, he's alluding to him as my relationship that I have with him as a father. There's a place over here that's close if anybody wants to join the party. The chen inyan kriya l'kodesh baruch hu shekoyle lav yisparach b'mashe baru lo shashem yisparach koru v'lav v'shamei kriya yisar b'ikah mashe koyle b'shmei yisparach kagun b'shem shel rachamim. When you call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's clear to you that Hashem is listening and he's close, and especially when you use his name, for example, the name that represents Rachamim. And Masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yesh Etzlo Kiviyachol Rachamim B'inyan Pleini. Kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachamim in a certain area. So I'm relating to the name that represents that attribute of Rachamim. U'bezeh Kairu Hu Lo Yisbarach Shti Yirachmeu. When I use that name, I'm asking Hashem for Rachamim. Kriya is the it's mosa, it's the atzmus, it's the essence, yeah, I know, but that's not a good, whatever, a mightiness. For that you paid $50,000? Okay, Vamru Chazal, I want my money back. Vamru Chazal, The Shlo HaKadosh brings this Chazal in that Doma there. Listen to the Shlo HaKadosh based on a Chazal. Why do Klal Yisrael daven and they're not answered? Because they don't know how to daven b'shem, with a name. Shenema askaveyu ki yoda shmi yikreinu veneyu. You want to get answered when you call, you have to yoda shmi. And the midrash he brings in to heal him. This is going to make davening impossible, but you'll get out of the problem later. Just hold on. Don't go off and jump off a building yet, okay? The midrash to heal him tzarich yeh nagir, sir. Al yaday she'eni yoydim b'shem ha'mefeirash. You know why you're davening, you're not getting answered? Because you don't know the shem ha'mefeirash. Well, nobody knows the shem ha'mefeirash. You've got no chance. Nachon. I said, don't go off and jump off a building yet. Wait till the end. We'll see. There's no excuse. You go, I'm kafan, so I don't have to daven anymore. I don't have the shem ha'mefeirash. I'm out of here. No. Not so quick. It's a terrifying moment when you suddenly realize that shem ha'mefeirash? Okay, well, I'm out of here. That's it. Shakri yesh bo tainis aksumu v'sibel inyone. There's the name. When you're calling out this name, there's a taina, and there's a strong taina. It's a reason why you should be answered. Kagon, ani mevakesh mimishu nedava. What person asks from somebody else for a donation? The kaire lo b'shem adonia ashir. This person, my master, the rich man, whatever. Or Adoni Toiv Halev. Aresh Bekriya Zutvia. There's a Tvia in that Kriya. There's a title. There's a demand. And a Shata Ashir, Alei Zusib Shianikli. Adoni Ashir, he's referring to the person with respect, Adoni Ashir. But by calling Adoni Ashir, there's a Tvia there. There's a demand. Since you're so wealthy, that's the reason why you should help me. Because you're able to. You ask somebody who doesn't have any money to give you a donation, as you know, so there's no reason why he should help you because he can't, as much as he would love to. But in Mata Adoni Ashir, so then there's a reason why you should be able to help you because you can. Or a person has a toiv leiv. So when I call you Adoni a toiv leiv, the description I'm calling you by, that's the reason why you should answer me. Well, there is a kerel akorish bochu b'shem. When you call a korish bochu b'shem, I raise a sibish akorish bochu yenu mekoyach midas shmoi. The midah that shmoi represents in the world. Again, Hashem doesn't need the name. The name's for us. When you push the button, when you use the name that represents rachamim, that's the reason why you should be answered, because Hashem is rachamim. Anybody still taking the flight here? It's lost completely. Yeah, but you don't know the Shem HaMefeirash. The Midrash Tehillim says the Shem HaMefeirash. Slowly. You see, he's grappling with this. It's hard. He's giving another marshal and another marshal. Huh?
Why did you not mean the other names?
I don't know. Ask the Midrash Tehillim. Well, what's wrong with the first gear, sir? It says, Ki Yoda Shmi. We're using the Shem HaMefeirash. It's not Yudke Vavke.
The rich man's name isn't Tov Lo. So when I say to Hashem, when there's
Hashem's name isn't that either. Hashem doesn't have a name. Hashem's names representing his anhogas in the world. The names of Hashem are not who Hashem is. It's not Hashem's Atzmus. Atzmus Soyme Atzmus. His essence doesn't have a name. You can't talk about it, you can't describe it, you can't put a name. The names that we have of Hashem are anhogas of Hashem in the world. Shakai, Rachamim, Tzavakos. So Hashem's manig in the world, but they're not represent of his essence. Okay, sorry, I don't want to get into all studio of names. It's a you want to become a Kairos, you can learn that subject very superficially, becoming a Kairos on the spot when you start learning about names of Hashem. The quickest way to become an Apikairos if you want. It's a shortcut to becoming an apikoros. Slowly, let's not use our dimion too fast here. He's giving us Macholim from cult studying to try and get a feel for what we're talking about here, because we're very far from these ideas. Don't make me into a liar. Okay? I'll tell you afterwards why. Well, interesting phone calls yesterday. put it away. No, you didn't make me into a liar. Good. No, that's fine. But you have to speak to me after the ship. You're walking at night with a lot of money in your pocket, and it's a dark, you know, dark neighborhood. And a mugger jumps out, and he wants to mug you or even kill you. When a berega noir is there, as this guy jumps up in front of you, right then, a police car drives past. In truth, there's another car going there as well. If you would just said, save me, help me, to anybody's going past. That's like we saw earlier, the tunas of Shah Vatsaka. That's a scream that's just given to whom it may concern. It's not aimed specifically at anybody. You're climbing up a ladder and the ladder starts shaking. You scream, help! Who are you talking to? I don't know. Whoever's passing by. Whoever he has. When he calls out with a name, knowing that this name that he's using is somebody that can mamash help him in the situation. Mishtara! V'gam shenoikev bishmo bidyuk. He calls the name exactly. Ashe hu shote. He's a policeman. He says policeman. Sheze Hashem v'adeh koyach v'ichpat yud v'rachamim. I don't know what policeman he's talking about, but that when you call out a policeman, he is there to take care of you and help you. His job is to help people. That's what he's doing, and he's used to doing it. He's the most qualified person to help you. That's his expertise, and that's his job. Someone should tell him, but in the meantime, whatever we talk about, what a policeman's supposed to be. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, you get it? When you're standing with a mug in front of you, scream help, that's not Kriya. That's Shah, that's Saka. That's to whom it may concern. When it's Kriya, you're calling specifically Mishtara. Not forget about Mona Esrei. Let me just give you, I don't know, in England maybe things are different, but when somebody jumps down in front of you with a gun and he wants to mug you, there's not a time to start doing Shmona Esrei.
No, that's not what I meant. Sorry, what I meant was, we're not talking about, we refer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Shmona Esrei, for example, by his actions, the one who heals. That's not what we're talking about here, or it is.
Maybe. If you have somebody who's sick, when somebody's sick, again, we haven't got there yet, but if somebody, God forbid, sick, and you're going to call out B'Shem, then you're going to call out doctor. I don't know what Hashem's name is for doctor. Reife called Bosso. I don't know, we'll see. But you're using the name that represents that midah that you're looking for in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then what?
Then mentioning the attribute itself, it sounds like the name that is inherent in that attribute. For now, it just sounds like it's different.
I don't know. I don't have enough information to answer your question. Now, you have a question. I don't have enough information. Zois void milmad noires nechitso isakria. Kama sivchuba betochem anochem bekria zu. Besides the actual tree itself, but how much simcha and security is lurking in this kriya. Kasher reisha mishtara overes bidyuk achshav mamash sobok lo vada ishmut zak osoy. Ya'atsu bichushel az osoy. Before the policeman stops his car and starts coming towards you, The minute that the policeman passes you as this guy's trying to mug you, and you call out Mishteran, you know that he's heard you, you already feel saved already. Because you know, it's imminent. The cop's there. Askein mamet kamoshal zeh. The nimshal ya is the mamash. How much more so? Madik siv. Ve'yavor Hashem al ponov. Ve'yavor Hashem al ponov. Police cars driving past. Ve'yavor Hashem al ponov. Moshe Rabbeinu have a regga shal pachad v'charode norayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing there in abject terror. Kola Ashiru Shikibel, Atayra Atzmoy, Nitzchir Samisro, Tachlis Kola Lomas for Kol Rotzen Hashem Boila, Esakola Modim Lashrek Mimene Leday Maisa Eagle. Everything, with the Maisa Eagle at that moment, everything stood to be lost. Everything. The Torah, eternity, Klal Israel, Olamaba, Olamaze, Kola Lomas, Kol Rotzen Hashem, the purpose of the prayer is standing waiting to be destroyed. And that awesome Sora. But Shabbat, I don't know what's going to be. Vayar Hashem Alpanov. Vayar Hashem Alpanov. Hashchina Kadosh, Kaviyachol Over Samachlo. Kaviyachol, the Shechina kind of drove past. Walked past, drove past, appeared. Vayikra. Bakaro. What did he call? Hashem. Hello, Hashem. You're about to be mugged. The cop drives past. Hello, Mishtara. You're standing on the brink of total oblivion. Hashem comes right in front of you. Vayikra, what did he call? Hashem. Mahava kola harvest efes of gom. This name, this Hashem that you're calling out represents everything. Kola chesed, kola insof rachamim, kola insof abilities, kola everything. In that name is everything. Insof yishol rachamim, insof yishol kir veichpatiut. Infinite caring, infinite loving, everything in that name. When you say Vayor Hashem al panov, Vayikra Allah Hashem, in that name Hashem is everything. The ability to help, the desire to help, the love, the caring, the infinite mercy. That's what's called in that name. Everybody, all of us, when we call out in Tefillah using the name, using Hashem, again, which Hashem, which name? I don't even know if it's Masada Chad. But we're proud based Tzara, especially in a name, in a time of Tzara. Hashem is Barach over Koruv Samachlo. Hashem's right there, he's coming right past you. Eza Kriya Noire Himilas Hashem. How awesome is this Kriya when you say Hashem? Everybody understands according to his ability, his level. Mahi Mashmois Hashem. What's the inference? What's meant by this name Hashem? How much mightiness is included in that? That sounds better there. How much strength? And what it includes? Another marshal. In Shreitrim Eile, Haim Al Yodoi. What happens if these shaitans that happen to drive past at the right time? Yeah? These were his private bodyguards. Yeah, these were the paid ninjas that were hired to go with him wherever he went to protect him. Yeah? You hire four bulldozers. You know, you go to the gym, you find four gorillas and you pay them to look after you. Yeah? They got all the weapons and the bulletproof vests and the laser guns and they all, you know, the whole nine yards standing next to him to protect him. This mugger jumps out and he says, hey guys, help. Akola mashmoy shelokusi yisbarach sheli. Elokai is in the singular. What does Elokai mean? My God. It's not just the policeman who happens to be driving past. This is my personal God. With all what Elokus means. What kind of a kriya is that? Is a bit of simcha v'betochen, an expression of happiness of feeling secure. Become a nifla loy me elokai, the tzayin sheini meira. My God, my personal, guard me from speaking evil. Rechazal shekulu leloshen hara, leloshen hora, can I get shosh of eris hachamurais? Chazal put together the worst three of eras. On the one side of the scale, loshen hora is much worse. Another reason not to talk too much. You could lose your whole everything from one word. My God. My personal bodyguard. The whole tefillah is unbelievable names of Hashem. Awesome names of Hashem. Holy names of Hashem. Each one with its own unique attributes and aspects of the kriya that you're calling out to. That marshal is a powerful marshal. The police and the private bodyguard, that's what you're dealing with. You are Hashem al panov. Vayikra. Yikra what? Hashem Hashem. Again, the names, and he looked. We'll see. You don't even need the names. We'll show you. You need the names is one, but you'll see there's a higher tefillah where you don't even need the name. You'll see something much greater than this. Slowly.
That's part of Korea.
Yeah. Slowly. I think it's in Korea. You'll have to wait a while. Korea's a lot of pages to Korea. Yeah, we'll get there slowly. We said in that Dhamma, you have to learn the Sefer slowly. We're doing it much too fast. The once a week shiur is much easier for me. Once a week, we have a whole week to think about what you learned in the half an hour. Yeah, you already forgot yesterday, you already learned today, and then tomorrow you've forgotten today, and you're reading on the next thing, and it'll push. Anyway, I don't mind for me, it's a chazara, but you have to chazar it. It's better than not doing it. The biggest enemy of good is
evil.
Perfect. Gotcha. You don't do something that's good because it's not perfect. Why don't you do it if it's good? It's good, so it's not perfect, but it's good, so do it. No, it's got to be perfect. Then you don't do it.
Perfect is a tool employed by each.
Very good. You're a lawyer. How do I know? Because they taught us to say, you know, the biggest enemy of good is perfect. He said something else that I don't know about it. I always talk to him. He doesn't work for me. The opinions in this are not necessarily that of the whatever, you know. Okay. Tov. Sounds like a church bill. Hinei, lahovin pashtus inyan miyuchad. When we finish this, we have to learn something about covered by some midrash. I said, this is the base of midrash. We don't have a base of midrash anymore. So the Beis HaMikdash now, the halachas of the cover of the Beis HaMikdash is in the shul. And we don't get it. Eh? Your home as well, yeah. It's even harder because you have to live there. But in the shul, it's a bit here. It says, Lord, I don't know. I'm for myself. I had to play around, yeah, like I'm, you know, where am I? Vinay. Lavin Pashtus Inyan Miyuchad Zeh Shel Tefillah. To understand this type of tefillah, this unique type of tefillah, the dekriya bishmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzarech laveh ktzat et inyan betochen b'Hashem. We did this once just as a standalone piece when we were doing Shara Betochen or something else. I don't know what we were doing, Shara Betochen. End of Shara Betochen, just as a standalone piece of Betochen, I brought this. So if you don't want to hear this because you've heard it before, so go away for 2 days and then come back, okay? We're going to learn a shtickel hilchus betochen because ultimately this gathering is a betochen gathering. Tefillah is part of betochen, but this is a noyredika sikkum summary of hilchus betochen. So we'll start a little bit. We'll have a lot of time. We'll start and we'll do it again tomorrow. We should have said that right at the beginning. All tefillah requires a grappling with betochen b'Hashem, no? Whatever it is. Okay, so why? Yeah, we'll see. Okay. So we're going to step out of the world of tefillah for a while and then we'll plug this back in afterwards. Hilchas betochen. Ike inin abetochen abavur b'rishonim hu mida mimidois of Yisparach. Betochen is one of the midas of Hashem. Da kashe anem b'tayach b'Hashem al yedai ze nitzel mikol tzora. This mida, what actualizes, what activates betochen, Hashem has a mida, that when you have betochen in Hashem, He saves you from all your problems. Kumo sha'amru, lo yichalmu lenetzach kol ha-choysim boch. Those that are choysim in Hashem, betochen, they trust, they rely in Hashem, will never be destroyed. Midrash Tehillim, amru, moshel echad shaya listim. There was a... Let's try and get through this moshel quickly. There was a person that got caught by armed robbers. Tafsu v'halku. They grabbed him and they were beating him. He said to them, Korov lemelechani. I'm a korov of the melech. I'm a close relative of the melechs. Eviyu lemelech, while the armed robbers would bring a guy that they were beating up to the king. I don't know how things worked in those days where there was, I don't know how it works. Kind of the mafia were in with the king. I don't know how that works. Amalei amelech v'ka korov sheli. A robber was caught. Amal marshal le'echad shahayul. He was the listim. So the soldiers caught him, and they dragged him in front. They started beating him. He was the robber. Not that he got beaten up by the robbers. Because that's a good. That helps a lot. I said it was worth 50 grand. Okay, fine. Okay, good. Okay. So. Good, Shkoyach. Okay, very good. That makes it a little bit easier. Yeah, because when I learned the midrash before I saw it, yeah, it was with the police. The cops grabbed him and slipped him in. So, okay, very good. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so this guy was a robber. He got caught and the cops were beating him, yeah? So that he said, what are you talking about? I'm part of the melech. So bring me for the melech. The melech looks like I've never seen him in his life before. He says, Atakorov Shani? I'm a lay, Batach di Bacho. I trusted in you, King. Since you trusted me, it's incumbent on me to save you. This is the mid of Hashem. The fact that you have betochen in Hashem is enough of a reason for Hashem to be worried about you and save you. Even though you don't deserve it. You don't have to be a tzaddik to have betochen. You have to have betochen. You have to have a bit of seichel to have betochen. That's it. You don't need a lot of seichel to have betochen. You don't need to be a tzaddik to have betochen. But b'Hashem chesed yisavavenu, afilu rosh ha'gomel. That's how we paskin. Focus on the vavas. Doesn't learn like that. We paskin like the Vilna Gaon, who says afilu rosh ha'gomel. That means the betochen itself is the reason why Hashem will answer you. Baruch Hageva Hashem Yiftoch Hashem, Bahoy Hashem Yiftochu. Doesn't say Baruch Hatzadik Yiftoch Hashem Hashem. It says Baruch Hageva. Geva means Geva. Anyone, if you have betochen in Hashem, then Hashem will be your trust. You want to actualize this mid of Hashem, you need betochen. Okay, to be continued, and that has something to do with. Yeah, okay. Oh, he's going to bring the goyin here as well. Excellent. That's where I got it from. Your food.